Is Auburn close to flipping another Alabama commit?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Thursday, and we're ready to get in and get after it. Talk a little bit of recruiting. Is Auburn getting ready to flip another? Could they possibly flip another Alabama commit? We'll chat, talk about that, talk about who it is. What does it mean for this position group in general? And overall, talk about, hey, is a sweep really on the table as far as the state of Alabama? Before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing as far as your retirement goes? What are you doing as far as your savings goes? Do you have a plan? Do you know that your plan will get you where you need to be? If you're not sure, or if you feel like you're sure, but you want a second guess, you want a second check, give Ford Stokes a call. Give Ford Stokes a shout. Check him out at retirementresults.com/plan and let him the professional look over it. Let him give you his advice on how you can close the gaps, you can delete fees, delete the IRS, and maximize your Social Security benefits. Whatever you need, Ford Stokes is your guy, and he's an Auburn guy as well. So show him some love, make a friend, tell him I sent you, and tell him War Eagle. Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management, retirementresults.com/plan. Believe it or not, Auburn is in the mix possibly to flip another Alabama commitment. The greatest Auburn insider that's ever lived over the past 3 or 4 months, Tom Loy from 247, put it out there. Hey, guys, I got another one. Keep your head on a swivel watching Anthony Turbo Rogers, Carver High School, Montgomery, running back. He's an Alabama commit. He's been one since November of last year. He committed to Saban before he left. And be on the lookout. Auburn could be in the mix here to flip him. If Auburn really pushes, you might want to watch, because that one could be one to add to the class. Seems a little bit crazy that this could be happening. But yes, another in-state top kid could be on the table very soon as far as, Auburn possibly adding, flipping to the class. So who is Anthony Rogers? He's a name we haven't really talked about because Auburn hasn't really had him as super high a priority as far as an in-state run, in-state prospect, not even an in-state prospect, just as a running back in general, because they've gone after some different guys. You've pushed for Shekai Mills Knight, you've pushed for Usman Chroma, a couple other guys, and he's sort of a smaller stature back, sort of fits he's really a little bit of a niche guy. 5'8"-ish, 180 pounds, but absolute lightning bolt. His nickname's Turbo, and he justifies that nickname. So Auburn hasn't really pushed super hard for him, and we'll talk about why they could be pushing for him soon here in just a few minutes. But just a little bit more about Turbo Rogers, so you just know about his story. Started off at Pike Road High School, freshman and sophomore year. Goes for well over 1,000 yards, I think somewhere around 1,300 or 1,400 yards his freshman year. And then I think he had like 400 yards receiving too. So it was somewhere around 1,500 all-purpose yards, plus 1,500 plus all-purpose yards, a pile of touchdowns his freshman year at Pike Road. His sophomore year was even better. He had, I think, north of 1,600 yards rushing his sophomore year at Pike Road. Transfers to the powerhouse IMG. Look, they don't give those scholarships. They don't give those spots to just anybody, like random dudes off the street. They go find the best players in the nation for what they want to do. And they convinced him to come to their academy, their facility, and join their team. And he came, and he was a, like I said, a little bit of a role player. He was a part of a stacked backfield. You can imagine every position group on that team is absolutely loaded. And he had limited touches compared to the previous 2 years, but he still put up nearly, I think, 400 or 500 all-purpose yards, averaged like 8 yards a carry. And the IMG, it's hard for them to find schools. They're not really in a classification. They're not really in – they don't play in a high school like athletic association league. They play random – they play teams all over, and typically they're playing some of the best teams around. They're playing some of the best teams that they can find, some of the best high school teams across the country, and he averaged over 8 yards a carry. I mean, the kid, when he gets a crease, there's hardly anything you can do to stop him because he's that fast. I mean, he is world-class – world-class speed. You have to – hey, if you got a nickname Turbo, you better be faster than fast, okay? You better be really fast, and he has every bit of that. Well, so he had a little bit less production, understandably, at IMG. So he transfers back to Alabama, and he's still in the Montgomery area, but he's going to Carver High School, who just is sort of rebuilding – their program. They have a Alabama renowned, a very, very highly regarded coach. I think Bobby Carr is his name. He was in the private school ranks for a long time. I think he's really trying to rebuild that Carver program because there's a ton of athletes in that area, and Carver's going to be a team to watch here in the near future. But yeah, he joins that. They're going to play at the top classification in the state of Alabama. And he's going to get a chance to be a little bit more featured again in Alabama high school football. So he's going to be one that's going to be he dominates camps because of his speed. So if you don't have to put him in pads and he can go has to go one on one with somebody, linebackers just can't cover him. Linebackers can't cover him. Safeties, it's hard for safeties to cover him. And then it's just really you can't put a corner, on a running back in general. So 7-on-7. Camps and stuff like that where ranking companies and websites have their eyes on him. He just really shines because of that speed. But again, very smaller back. So it's hard to see him at least now. I guess he could, he's probably not going to get too much taller. I guess he could bulk up a little bit, but from a pass blocking perspective, I think he's going to be limited from a, like a every down back. In the SEC may not be that guy that's just an every down back. But when you're talking up tempo, 2 minute offense, got to throw it every play, and he could be a threat coming out of the backfield. My goodness, he could be a great weapon, a great addition to this class. I mean, I think especially with the roster numbers possibly increasing in the near future, I don't think this is a guy that you would consider just a roster spot. I think he could be a really big factor in the SEC, but I just think it's going to be a little bit more niche that he'll have to start off at and kind of see where it goes. But that's who Anthony Turbo Rogers is. I mean, it seems like there's some steam picking up. I think I talked about on the Sunday show, someone asked what happens if Usman Chroma, what happens at running back if Auburn misses on Usman Chroma if he goes to FSU? And that's where I want to transfer to what I think this means, what I think this steam picking up, this speed picking up around the name, the smoke picking up around the name of Turbo Rogers actually means. So I was asked on Sunday, is it Auburn or FSU for Usman Chroma? And I think I've said that this is pretty much what Auburn wants to do is have a big back and then a smaller back, a change of pace type back. And Alvin Henderson was kind of penciled in as that smaller change of pace type back. And then Auburn's going to go for a bigger back, Usman Chroma, Shekai Mills-Knight. And I think Usman was the tip top of like your number one target that you're going after. And right now it's down to Auburn and FSU. Let's use some common sense here, okay? If Auburn's top target is Usman Khroma, but there's smoke picking up around Turbo Rogers' name, what do you think that means? Probably means Auburn doesn't feel great about their chances right now with Usman against FSU. It feels like maybe he's leaning in that direction. So you still got to take another. You didn't take a running back last year, so you still got to add some backs to this class. No matter what role they may play, you got to have some backs in this class. And if it gets to the point where, you know, if you do add Turbo Rogers and he's in the room and you have some injuries and he has to play, you can just adjust your offense a little bit to sort of fit where he can make, you know, spread it out a little bit more, get it to him in space, quicker developing pass plays where you don't have to necessarily rely on him to be a blitz pickup guy, stuff like that. Regardless, you got to have running backs in the room, and Auburn's going to take another running back this year. That they want to take another running back this year. So it seems like maybe the Auburn and Usman Khroma deal may not be going down. He may be leaning towards FSU. So Auburn's doing their due diligence in making sure they have other options. And I think Turbo would be a fantastic option to a fantastic consolation prize should the Usman Khroma deal not end up working out. And it seems like Shekai Mills-Knight is leaning pretty hard Ole Miss, and I don't blame him. If you're not the number one guy and you got a good spot to go to in the SEC and in a fun offense, I can understand not wanting to sit and wait around on what Auburn wants to do. He hasn't committed anywhere, but I think he could be possibly, you know, leaning towards Ole Miss here, maybe in the near future as far as pulling the trigger there. But that's what I think it means as far as what the why the smoke is picking up around his name. I think you're possibly moving away from your number one target. You're looking at some options to add guys to the class, and why not? Why not add another top in-state prospect? Build some rapport with that Carver on that Carver team. Because let me tell you something, that team is going to be loaded in the next couple of years. They're young. There's going to be a lot of players. There's some people that say that Turbo could be like the second or even third best running back on that team. I think there's a very, very talented sophomore and a very talented, maybe two talented sophomores or one sophomore and one junior on that team that are mega talented. So Carver could be a team. If you're Alabama high school football guy, Carver could be a team to watch in the future because they're going to be loaded. So why not? Kind of like you see Auburn getting in with these big time schools like Thompson, St. Francis in the DC area, these big time football factories. Why not take a kid that's got a lot of upside that could possibly lead you to more recruits from build that pipeline? You've played NCAA football. You remember how you build the pipeline? I think it was more. I don't know what the new one is. I haven't played it yet. But I think it was states is how you would build the pipeline. But you can build the pipeline in real football with high school football factories like Carver could possibly be in the near future. So let's see what happens there. I think another thing is what's kind of surprising people is how big Alvin Henderson actually is. I think he's done a ton of work in the weight room. He's not very tall. You're talking 5'9", 5'10", but I think he's getting close to 200 pounds. I think he could play and still play fast as a 200-pound running back and sort of end up being more of a every down guy. I don't think he's ever going to be your 220 bulldozer, but Auburn's had a ton of success. And Hugh Freeze has had a ton of success with, you know, 200-pound fast guy, fast running backs that can, you know, that can catch the ball out of the backfield and that can, you know, still take a carries on first and second down or punch it in close yardage. So that coupled with Auburn maybe moving Auburn and Usman Khroma maybe moving in different directions could mean that Anthony Rogers could be – Turbo Rogers could be a real possibility as another flip from Alabama, flipping three guys pushing for four. You could have the opportunity to maybe flip at least four guys from Alabama would be pretty much unprecedented. All and not like it's a bunch of scrubs, a bunch of all four-star, high four-star guys. So, man, that would be another way to, you know, sort of shift the narrative. When it goes to rankings and where Anthony Rodgers, Turbo Rodgers, ranks in the state, I had someone ask me this on Twitter yesterday. I think I'll kind of break it down if you're not familiar with how recruiting sites and their rankings work. So you got Rivals, you got 247, you got On3, and to a smaller extent, you have ESPN, but nobody really pays attention to ESPN rankings. So Rivals, 247, On3. Every one of those sites have their own individual rankings. So like Rivals has their own top 100, top 10 in the state of Alabama. 247 has their own top 10 in Alabama that's different from Rivals. And On3 has their own top 10 in the state of Alabama and, you know, across the country that's different from 247 and Rivals. Well, On3 and 247 do something a little bit different where they do something called, but basically On3 calls it their industry average and 247 calls it their composite ranking. Okay. Basically, both of those mean in our own way, we're going to take the average. Okay. So we're going to have our own ranking and we're going to have a composite or industry average ranking, which is you'll have our ranking on one side and then you'll have the industry ranking, which is the average of all the different sites as far as a player goes. So if you're a four-star here, five-star here, a five-star there, they're going to average that up, give it a score, and that's how it fits in the composite and the whatever this individual site ranking is. So Anthony Rodgers is, when you do the composite or industry average on every site, he is, when you take the average across the board, he's in the top 10 of state of Alabama. When he kind of falls out sometimes when you go to the different sites, I think maybe 247, their own rankings, he's outside of the top 10. I think On3, maybe he's, you know, right there either at 10 or outside of the top 10. But when you're talking about a sweep, what they're looking at when the coaches and everybody really, I think 247 is kind of where a lot of people lean towards as far as their 247 site rankings. And if you look at the 247 site rankings, Auburn has 8 out of the top 10 currently committed. And I think the other two are Zion Grady and Naheem Alford. So when you hear about the sweep, that's kind of what they're talking about. Could we flip Naheem Alford? Could we flip Zion Grady? Then you'd have 10 out of 10 on the 247's site rankings, like their own rankings, not any of those averages. Okay. So, but when you add, if you add Anthony Rodgers, you add a top 10 consensus player across all the sites. He's a, if you look at just their, he's a top 10 player on the average for everybody across the board. So you're still adding a top 10 caliber player in state, a high four star. And I mean, anytime you can do that, if you add that kid from Georgia or Florida or Mississippi, it would be great. So adding him from Alabama as well is just that much more of a bonus. So, hopefully you learned a little bit about how the rankings work and things like that. But I think Auburn's really picking up steam around the Turbo Rodgers, and how fun would it be to flip another Alabama commit? So that would be one to keep an eye out for. I think he could be a fun change of pace, big time change of pace. You're talking immediately, probably the fastest player on the team if you add a kid like that. So let's see what happens, and we'll obviously dive into it when it happens and gas it up, talk it up, have a lot of fun with it. So that's probably it for today. There's going to be a big announcement today. Okay, I'm not going to go into it much right now. Once it drops today, this is not recruiting related. This is podcast related, Charlie Five related. This is going to be a lot of fun moving forward. I'm not going to talk about it a lot today. I'll lean into it a lot tomorrow. And then there'll be some big changes on Monday. Same content, same fun, same energy, and same daily schedule. So really, honestly, not much is going to change. You may have to go to one different location, but I'll give you all those details and probably really lean into it tomorrow. So it's exciting, and it wouldn't be this way. These type of things wouldn't happen if it weren't for you guys in the comments. Wouldn't happen for you guys subscribing to the channel, watching the videos, interacting on Twitter. It's been a fun ride, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. So guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. Been on a heater on Twitter lately. Had a lot of fun on Twitter lately. So get in there, follow me, and we'll have some good content there as well. But I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Stay tuned for a big announcement today. If you're listening to this in the morning, I think it's going to come out around lunch. So follow me on Twitter. I'll keep you updated. And then tomorrow we'll really lean into it and break it down. So guys, I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.